Alouette, 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 alouette. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Christmas is coming and hopefully the goose is getting fat. And today on the show we have a butcher. She calls herself the Girl Butcher. She trained at Jesmond O'Shea's in London's Knightsbridge and Nigella's favourite butchers, Lydgate's of Holland Park. She is Charlotte of Charlotte's Butchers, and she now has her own butcher shop in Newcastle. Charlotte, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello.
So, it's coming up to Christmas. What should we be ordering?
Obviously most people are going for their standard turkey option. I mean, I'm really lucky with my turkeys because they're coming just from outside of York, free-range bronze turkeys, and absolutely beautiful. When it comes to, buying a good turkey, I mean, I would always recommend going for bronze turkey, though, because the flavour's unbelievable.
You're selling hampers online, I saw. What's in them? They look quite exotic.
Well, it depends on what you're after, really. I mean, you know, we cater very much to whatever the customer wants, because I think that's the difference between a supermarket and the butchers, is that you're supposed to be getting a very personal, almost a boutique experience, if you can call it that, with meat. And so with the hampers, we're kind of tailoring them. But there's one in particular on there that's a bit unusual, and that was actually designed for a customer who said, "My husband likes very unusual cuts of meat. What do you recommend?"
So tell us what's in it.
An odds and ends selection together for her, which involves, you know, things like oxtail, pig's cheek. There's even some foie gras in some of them, which is a bit controversial.
It is. Now, what would I do with a pig cheek? Pray tell.
Because basically, the thing about the tougher cuts is that they're no more tough, really. They just require a different form of cooking. So with pig's cheek, the best thing to do is you can even soak them in something like white wine vinegar or something to break down the tissue, and then just slow cook it for as long as possible. It just requires a lot of time because obviously the pigs, they use their cheek muscles a lot because they eat all the time.
Yes.
So it makes the muscles really tight. So it just means that all it requires is a bit of time and often something acidic. So either alcohol or some form of vinegar or even lemon juice just to soften it up a bit.
And oxtail, I mean, remember oxtail soup. Is that really a cow's tail then?
It really is a cow's tail.
Because often those slow cooked things have more flavour. Why is that?
I suppose it's got more flavour because to the meat, it's not a lazy muscle. But I suppose with things like the pig's cheek and things, obviously, it's all those nutrients, it's all that energy is being put into that area of the body, so it just gives it more flavour.
Wow. So tell us about being a butcher. How physical is your job?
Oh, it's incredibly physical. After I just stopped training, it was almost like going through puberty all over again because your body changes. You know, you get bigger arms, your back muscles are very strong. The thing about animals is that they're actually all identical. We don't often think about it, but it's true. Like, once you know how to break down a pig, you can essentially do a lamb and cattle, because at the end of the day, we're all kind of the same.
What, we've all got a backbone, well, four
everything's
legs.
In the same place, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Poultry is a slightly different matter. I mean, it does require some skill, and obviously with, say, beef, you've obviously got way more choices, but, you know, a lamb have a top side.
Yeah.
And a silver side, and even, you know, a little fillet and all sorts of things, but they're just the same, really. I mean, I've been very fortunate, because obviously I've worked up and down the country, which has been incredibly beneficial. And, you know, when I worked in Lydgate, I worked with 14 other butchers, and there's not many retail premises that can manage to justify having 14 butchers, especially, you know, when they're from all over the world. So it was almost like a worldwide tour of how to cut up meat.
Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah. Do you use knives, cleavers? What tools do you use?
We use boning knives, steak knives, cleavers, choppers, obviously your standard mincer, and we use hand saws instead of a bandsaw because I've worked with bandsaws in the past, but they're just too dangerous. I'd rather use a hand saw.
How long does it take to train?
Well, essentially, I mean, it's a very complicated scenario, to be honest, because they got rid of the meat council ages ago, like years ago, like 20 years ago. I mean, I had to... You can do an apprenticeship in college and get an NVQ level 2 if you want.
Yeah.
I didn't get one because I didn't qualify for an apprenticeship because I had a degree. You essentially are a butcher because when you then go on to your next job, if you do go on to another job, they ask you to do what's called a block test, and they'll ask you to portion something up or cut something, or they'll ask you to just display your skill. There's not much in the way of certified training anymore.
Right, I see.
It's a little bit worrying. I mean, I've been very fortunate, incredibly lucky. I wake up every morning thinking, just how the hell has this happened, really?
How old are you then?
I'm Well, I got the shop when I was 24 and I'm now 25.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, it's, you know, and got a loan from the government, from Startup Loans, which is one of the few things I can thank David Cameron for.
Yeah.
That's how, you know, that's how I got the shop, really.
It's called Charlotte's Butchers. Is there any other female butchers that you know of in the UK?
Yeah, I know quite a few. There's a couple of ladies who run a company down south called Alternative Meats, and they're incredibly good. Their names are Rachel and Jeannie. And there's a couple of apprentices I know. There's one that works for Barbaco, which is Jamie Oliver's butchery. It's less than 10% of the industry are female, way less.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, butchers, there are women who know about the industry, and there's lots of very knowledgeable women when it comes to farming and also portioning up the animal anyway. But quite often they like to transfer those skills onto customer service, because in my experience, the women tend to be a lot more patient.
Have you got a kind of an assistant for Christmas? Because you must be so busy. Are you doing it all yourselves?
We're pretty much doing it ourselves. I mean, because we're offering like free delivery as well, and that's going down really well. And so I've got various family members who are going to be doing
great.
That. And then, you know, my husband will be helping us out, as will Amelia's boyfriend. So
fantastic. So has Amelia moved up north then?
She has, yes.
Wow, that's a big move for. Is she a southerner?
Yeah. Well, she's number 12.
God, that's amazing. So how much is she loving it?
Oh, well, I suppose I'd have to ask her. But no, she's really enjoying it.
Now, would you recommend it as a job?
Oh, absolutely. It's a fantastic job. As far as I'm concerned, it's the best job in the world. If you like getting your hands dirty and working hard and grafting, then it's amazing. It's very rewarding. It's a very satisfying job.
Now, Donna, my co-presenter, wants to know, have you seen a film starring Mike Myers and Nancy Travis called So I Married an Axe Murderer?
I think I might have seen some of it.
Because he marries a female butcher.
Oh, I'm going to have to check it out.
We just thought it was absolutely hysterical. Obviously, our listeners up north are going to come to you. But what about it? Can people from all over the country buy?
Of course they can. Yeah, no problem at all. We're pretty easy to courier stuff. And, you know, obviously we use the most competitive firms for that sort of thing. So absolutely not a problem.
Great. I just want to know what your best seller is at the moment then.
Best seller at the moment is probably turkey in terms of ordering. But I suppose we sell, because I was always taught by a very old school butcher that if your mince is good, then everything else in your product will be good. And so I would say our mince is probably our best seller. My website address is charlottesbutchery.com.
Fabulous. And your phone number in case people want to call you?
0191. 285-1988. But also you can always tweet me any orders or contact me through Twitter, and my Twitter is @girlbutcher.
I love it. You're probably the only butcher that's tweeting out there. Oh, it's been fantastic talking to you, and good luck in the future. And it's so brilliant to have a female butcher on Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you very much indeed.
Shadows, you were with me, and you comfort me. Lay me down now, time for sleeping. But before that, would you restore me before I suck your wings? Cover me, please. Spread your wings, yeah. Cover me, yeah. Promise this, if I die before.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com. Get in contact with us, contact us on info@RadioGorgeous.com, and to sign up for our shows to come once a week into your inbox. Who can think of anything better, darling?